So, Mark, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 31.
31. Okay,
Yeah.
so you probably don't remember, but like when I'm 37, and I remember watching television with no remote control, like just the big square box you have to
Sure.
go up and turn. Did you
Yeah, I
have that?
remember that.
Was it the
Yeah.
same when you were a kid?
That's right. I think actually I had a TV like that up until about 10 years ago when I was a university student. Yeah,
Really?
you just pressed in the button.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, the remote control is so much more convenient, but I actually miss having to turn the knob because you don't have so many choices. Like you pick a channel, you stick with it, and then you watch it.
Right.
But with the remote control, you just want to flick, 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 flick,
Yeah, I call
flick.
it Flickervision.
Yeah.
Yeah, I quite like Flickervision.
So what's Flickervision?
Where just where you watch each channel for maybe a minute or two and then change, 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 change.
Right.
Yeah, I often do that. But
Right.
like you say, you don't focus on the whole program then.
Right. And
Yeah.
it's terrible when you're sitting with somebody else and they have the remote control
Right.
and they keep flicking away.
Right, and that causes a lot of family fights in my house. Yeah.
Right. Well, actually you're a newly married man,
I
so
am.
do you have any remote control wars with your wife?
Recently, no, not at the moment. Because I'm living in a very small house, with a small room, it's quite easy to get up and turn over the TV without using the remote control. Yeah. But we're not finding it at the moment, but I can see in the future we will be. So the key there is probably to have two rooms with two TVs.
Right.